After Election Day 2000, the long count in Florida focused attention on butterfly ballots and hanging chads, mostly in the big counties of South Florida. But the county with the most disallowed ballots, ballots that were never counted, was up the coast in Duval County, home to Jacksonville and its large black population. A year and a half later, complaints of disenfranchisement are still being heard in that county, as NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Jacksonville, Florida is growing up fast. Skyscrapers are popping up along the St. Johns River as the city attracts an ever-rising number of banks and insurance companies. But not so long ago, that river wound through a city that was just a steamy southern hub of railroads, sawmills, and tobacco plantations. This is still a town that knows racial separation.
If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be?
Bethel Institutional Baptist Church was once the biggest church here. Then whites left to form what is now the biggest church, First Baptist. Tense race relations here in the 60s were marked by two major race riots. People here still advise visitors to ignore maps that say they're in Florida. They say this is really South Georgia. In the 2000 presidential election, Jacksonville, despite its glittery new image, came to symbolize old Southern racial politics once again. With the outcome of the closest presidential election in history riding on the final tally of votes in Florida, Duval County threw out 27,000 ballots. More than 40% of them came from voting districts north of the river that are home to working-class black Democrats. Democrat Corrine Brown represents much of the area in the U.S. Congress.
You have 48 hours to say that, you know, you want a recount. The supervisor of elections did not tell us until way after that period was over that they had thrown out 27,000 votes, 16,000 of them African Americans that vote 98% Democratic.
And if those had been counted, you believe Al Gore would have won Florida's 25 electoral votes?
Listen, it is. I said it was 16,000. They're saying that Bush won by 588.
But John Stafford, a Republican who is supervisor of elections in Duval County, tells a different story. Stafford says a task force that looked at the high number of ballots that were thrown out did not find any evidence that the votes of African Americans were intentionally discounted.
I've had my integrity insulted many, many times, and I've been accused of doing things because I was a Republican. But I take a lot of pride that I treat everybody the same and everybody's treated equally.
The biggest problem, Stafford said, was a new state law allowing candidates from minor political parties on the ballot. Where there had been only three candidates on Duval County's presidential ballot in 1996, in 2000, there were 11 spread over a two-page ballot.
Basically, I think a two-page ballot probably caused some confusion. But I think if the instructions were read, you know, you wouldn't have that problem. There was a study done here, you know, on literacy rates and things like that, and there are quite a few adults in Duval County that are functionally illiterate.
Jacksonville's black community, however, quickly dismisses the claim that poor reading skills were to blame for the large number of spoiled ballots. Isaiah Rumlin, a Democrat, is president of the NAACP branch in Jacksonville and a member of a county task force on election reform.
The ballot says vote every page. And this is what most people did. They voted every page. The ballot was a confused ballot.
What happened in the Bush-Gore race stirred bitter memories passed from generation to generation of poll taxes and literacy tests that were used to keep the South's political power in white hands by intentionally denying blacks the right to vote. Richard Danford is president of the Jacksonville Urban League.
You know, when you think about the early 60s and late 50s when black folk in the South were trying to vote, people now have visions of black folks being beaten and water holes and the whole nine yards. So there's still a fear in our community that people can't seem to get over.
Isaiah Rumlin of the NAACP and other black leaders can't prove any conspiracy by the GOP in Duval County, but Rumlin is convinced that something strange happened.
I think somebody has something to do with it, yes. We see a pattern from Miami all the way up to Jacksonville. Similar problems with these ballots, with the votes all over this state.
Richard Mullaney, a Republican who was the county's general counsel, sees that blacks and whites have different perspectives on what took place.
Like many things, I think it is viewed differently. kind of like the O.J. Simpson trial and other things, there's a different prism. I think we can all agree that this did not, that it should have gone better. The rub is, did something go wrong out of design? I vehemently disagree with that. I've never believed for one second that this was a conspiracy.
But for many blacks in Florida, the problems they had voting for president in 2000 relate to their strong opposition to a decision made by Governor Jeb Bush earlier the same year. The governor decided to do away with affirmative action in college admissions and contracting. Jeb Bush called this his One Florida plan, but it led to marches on the state capitol and a voter registration drive by black organizations. That registration drive was intended to send a signal to the governor by denying his brother, George W. Bush, Florida's 25 electoral votes. Dr. Zamikio Jackson is a black Republican and president of St. Thomas Christian College.
It was really directed right. towards anything yeah. that was a Bush.
Exactly.
Because people in Jacksonville were upset.
What exactly happened in Duval County to produce so many spoiled ballots? A county investigation found major problems with the ballot and found, quote, significant numbers of voters were incorrectly told they were not registered. The report also said that many voters found their polling place had been relocated. As a result, the report concluded, many voters gave up entirely and did not vote. And, quote, the cumulative effect of these failures fell disproportionately on our African American population. But the report said there was no evidence of any conspiracy to deny blacks the right to vote. There are other charges that have never been proven but remain in circulation. Charges that police cars with dogs were parked near voting precincts in black neighborhoods. Dr. Zamikio Jackson, the black Republican college president.
On Main Street alone, there were several black guys pulled over. I mean, do I think it was a system or something? I can't say that, but I knew I witnessed some irregularities that are not normal for Jacksonville during that particular time.
But the U.S. Justice Department decided not to investigate these allegations. And a report by an integrated election reform task force for the county found that while there was, quote, widespread error, there was no evidence of any conspiracy or intent to discount votes from black people. Now the emphasis is on election reform to prevent any problems in this year's upcoming midterm elections, including Jeb Bush's hotly contested and racially charged campaign for re-election. While others may be focused on grudges from the 2000 race, Richard Mullaney, general counsel for Duval County, is resolutely looking to the future.
Well, I think the single biggest change you're going to see is in technology, optical scanning systems in the vast majority of counties. The second big thing you're going to see beyond just technology is a much more proactive approach on the part of the supervisor and the county in trying to educate the public. We all agree that we want people to turn out and vote, and we all agree we want their vote to count.
But will black voters, especially young voters who had a disappointing experience 2 years ago, turn out to the polls? John Newman is a minister at Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
I think people are not going to throw their franchise away over one, you know, particular mishap. It costs too much. I think the historical perspective kicks in. Even as angry as they may be, they realize that too many people lost their fingers when we tried to learn how to write, lost their eyes when we tried to learn how to read, lost their lives when we tried to vote.
Since December, the percentage of Americans who think George W. Bush won the election fair and square has more than doubled from 24% to 49%. But a recent Gallup poll found that 50% of Americans still think the president won on a technicality or stole the election. And nowhere is that divided opinion quite so clearly divided as it is among blacks and whites in Duval County, Florida. Juan Williams, NPR News, Jacksonville.